We're back with U.S. Senator Carl Levin. He's a Democrat from Michigan. He is also chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations and went toe-to-toe this week with Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein. And, you know, Senator, one of the things that a lot of people have focused on is your continual rereading of these emails from Goldman Sachs employees in which they described some of these deals as using a profanity. That's kind of what people have focused on, but what has kind of flown under the radar in your home state, at least, is this story, this narrative you have about the cause and effect of the financial crash, that aggressive marketing from firms like Goldman of these bonds caused the collapse of home values, and that started a domino effect. Do you feel like that message is not reaching your district?
Well, I think that I think people around the country get it. They get the conflict of interest which was involved here, and the words like, and I won't repeat the word that some people took offense to, even though it wasn't my word, it was Goldman's word, but let's use words that they also had in emails, like junk and crap. Those are words that they used to describe their own bonds that they were selling, and it's a very clear conflict of interest in my mind. If you're selling stuff and you don't believe in it yourself, but even more significantly, you're betting against it. You take what's called the short side of the deal. You're betting against what you're selling. You're betting against your own customer and client. There's a clear conflict there. I think people get it. They got the extreme greed which was involved here, which ended it with Wall Street, with the kind of really extraordinary securities that they were issuing, these totally opaque things. But upstream again, you had the Washington Mutual Bank, which is where we started about 4 weeks ago, which was had a really reckless strategy that were putting loans out there that were going to turn bad.
They wanted
to get them off their books, so they securitized them and shipped them to Wall Street, which was a ready market for them, and they in turn sold them to their customers and made a fortune off it.
Well, but Senator, you know, you might find some of these practices distasteful, but what Goldman executives seem to be even telling you is that they're not illegal, that they didn't do anything wrong.
Well, that's what they're saying, and whether or not they did anything illegal is going to be up to others to decide, but whether they did anything unethical is very clear to me. It ought to be illegal, if it's not, for you to be selling folks securities. You sell pension funds securities. People in those pension funds who are investing have a right to believe that you want that investment to succeed. You're selling something to them. And if you want that investment to fail, you're betting against it. You know what is in there. You know that, quote, it is junk that is in there. And there's no way that anybody that is buying those opaque securities can know that. These are very, very complicated, complex securities. So there's a real responsibility here that Wall Street bears, but it's not total. It's not total. There's a chain that began with the banks that were issuing these very reckless mortgages.
Okay, that is a U.S. Senator Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan. He's the chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, and I'm sure all those issues are going to play into the debate over financial reform in Washington. Thanks so much, Senator.
Sure, good being with you.
And, of course, Carl Levin is part of that debate as the Senate takes up a regulatory reform bill. Joining us now, and we're thrilled to have him, Charlie Herman, the Takeaway and WNYC brand-new economics editor with long experience covering the economy and Washington's attempt to regulate the economy at ABC News. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you heard Carl Levin there talking. It seems to me this is a really interesting historical irony. I mean, Carl Levin wants to protect people with pension funds from these complicated side deals and hedge bets that go on Wall Street. Meanwhile, the bill that's being debated in the Senate is much more prosaic than that. Is Carl Levin going to get what he wants in this bill? I think not.
Well, it's interesting. He talked about illegal and unethical, and I think that you can make an argument about whether or not this was unethical. I think a lot of people would agree it was, but whether or not this bill that's going through would actually make some of those practices illegal, I'm not really sure that that's in this measure, in the measures that are being discussed.
I mean, in fact, the domain of consumer protection they're talking about, and Elizabeth Warren was on this program earlier this morning talking about it, is more credit card fees or the mortgage sort of a simplicity of your mortgages resetting, that kind of thing, nothing to do with derivatives or what might be in your pension fund.
Well, there's discussion about derivatives, but a lot of that is actually trying to take it out of the banks to move it to other operations, or if banks like Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan want to continue doing derivative trading, that they have to basically change the way that they operate. There's a lot of amendments that are being proposed right now, perhaps over 100 different amendments to to the Senate bill that's being discussed right now. And a lot of it is going to determine whether or not it goes populist, whether or not there's actually much tighter regulations on banks, or whether or not they actually water down the proposals that are there. So where the senator was in his hearing earlier this week with Goldman Sachs, I'm just not sure necessarily that what's being discussed on Capitol Hill will actually end that sort of practice.
Well, there's a sort of a populist idea here, and then there's straight-ahead economics here. What's the bigger headline, Charlie Herman, about this week? This bill that's being debated on the Senate floor, or this big reveal that we got when Blankfein met Carl Levin there, where suddenly, you know, the way you guys do business is totally wrong, making side bets and hedge bets and not telling people. Which is the bigger headline?
Well, I think the two dovetail with each other, because the fact that we had this hearing, the fact that the SEC brought these charges against Goldman Sachs, I think helped to accelerate the discussion and the fact that it's now being debated on the Senate floor. But whether or not there'll actually be some sort of settlement or whether or not there'll actually be a trial of Goldman Sachs, I think that now goes on to a bit of a separate path. But it's definitely true that what we saw this week helped to get the discussion going on regulations. Whether or not those regulations would end what Goldman Sachs did and other banks do, not clear.
Would the Senate ever take up, even in its wildest dreams, the idea of banning short selling or severely restricting short selling?
You know, short selling was certain types of short selling were banned or restricted during the crisis back in 2008. And the SEC has sort of gone back and forth on what exactly they're going to do with this issue of short selling. I think that the bigger issue that the Senate is looking at and will eventually have to be worked out with the House and sent to the president is what to do about banks that get too big to fail, who will pay for it. And those are things that they're looking at more.
Well, we're going to look at all of those details as this debate and this bill moves through Congress. Have you noticed that Senator Carl Levin is a video internet hero now for his Blankfein questioning? Have you noticed that?
Yes, I've seen that.
It's wild. Charlie Herman is the Takeaway and WNYC economics editor for WNYC, taking a look at what Carl Levin was actually talking about in terms of connecting Goldman's activities with mortgages in Michigan and also the debate on the Senate floor on financial regulatory reform. Charlie Herman, thanks so much. of character, a family's journey from Chicago's South Side to the Ivy League and beyond. Patrick Henry Bass, book editor for Essence Magazine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.